Hello there and welcome to Classics for Kids. Of course, I don't have to tell you what holiday is coming up and why we've been listening to Igor Stravinsky's Infernal Dance. Today, we have some other appropriate music for Halloween. Some marches, some dances, and some very bumpy rides. But first, trolls. That's the gnome, a kind of troll that Modest Mussorgsky painted in his pictures at an exhibition. There's another composer who was a real expert on trolls, Edvard Grieg. In the Hall of the Mountain King describes where the leader of the trolls lives. He is the Mountain King. Grieg also put a march for trolls into his lyric suite. But on Halloween, it's not only trolls who march. Marionettes do too, even dead ones. Some people may know that as the opening to a television show, but way before Alfred Hitchcock and his show were born, French composer Charles Gounod wrote this funeral march of a marionette. Is marching too dreary for you? Well, how about dancing? It may still sound like marching, but that is the ancient chant Dies Irae, Day of Wrath, from the Mass for the Dead. After a while, composer Franz Liszt uses that tune to let the piano go dancing in his Totentanz, Dance of the Dead. If you'd prefer to dance to a violin, French composer Camille Saint-Saëns has the devil tune up and play the Danse Macabre. From all that dancing? Want to go for a ride instead? All right, that can be arranged. Some ride, eh? Those are Valkyries, mythical women on horseback from an opera by Richard Wagner. Speaking of operas, if you've been thinking we were going to celebrate Halloween without any witches, think again. In the opera Hänsel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, the witch goes for a ride. And not on a horse, of course. On a broomstick. think it's time to call it a night? All right. But only if we call it a night on Bald Mountain by Modest Mussorgsky. I hope you enjoyed this spooky music for Halloween. Please do tune in again next time when there will be a new piece of music to dissect on Classics for Kids.